it for a while there. If only I could have dragged him back to Taglios. If wishes were fishes. Keep some alive. We'll want somebody to tell us bedtime stories. One Eye. How the hell did Sing all of a sudden know we were here? The runt shrugged. I don't know. Maybe his goddess scoosed him and told him to haul ass. Give me a break. Kina didn't have anything to do with it. But I wasn't that sure. Sometimes it is hard to disbelieve. Ty Day gestured. Right, I said. Just what I was thinking myself. One Eye looked puzzled. Goblin grumbled. What? My wizards. Right on top of everything. Sometimes I wonder if you guys could find your dicks without a map. The shelter, old-timers, the shelter. Don't it seem like that's an awful lot of shack for one runt killer and a kid barely tall enough to bite you on the kneecap? A bit big even for a living saint and the daughter of a goddess. One Eye developed a nasty grin. Nobody else came out, did they? Yeah. You want I should start a fire? Before I could answer him, Goblin squealed. I whirled. A shapeless darkness, visible only because of the bonfire, reared out of the shelter entrance. Then I slammed into the ground, felled by Ty Day. Fire blasted over my head. Lights crackled. Balls of flame darted in from all around. The killing darkness took on a moth-eaten look. Then it came apart. That darkness was why so many of us had been shivering before the attack. But we won this round. I sat up, crooked a finger. Let's see what we've caught. It ought to be interesting. My guys knocked the shelter apart. Sure enough, they turned up a half dozen wrinkled little old men, brown as chestnuts. Shadow Weavers. Running with the Stranglers. Now, isn't that interesting? The geezers gobbled their willingness to surrender. We had run into their kind before. They never were big on personal heroics. The soldier called Wishbone said, "These Shadowlanders are getting good at this I surrender stuff." He sneered. Everybody down there must be practicing their handy Taglian phrases. Except Long Shadow, I reminded. I told Ty Day, thanks. He shrugged, a gesture foreign to the Nguyen Bao. The world did touch him occasionally. Sara would expect it. And that was very Nguyen Bao. He would blame his actions on his sister's expectations rather than on any notion of duty or obligation or even friendship. What are we supposed to do with these guys? Wishbone asked. We got any use for them? Save a couple. The oldest and one other. Goblin. You never said how many got away.
Three. That counts Sing, but not the kid. But we're going to get one of them.